ST Engineering is partnering with a local nonprofit, one of 24 regional workforce boards in Florida, in hosting a hiring event on Thursday from 9 a.m. until noon at the Career Source Building on North L Street in Pensacola, where Belinda Todd is program manager.
They were needing more people in the area to fill positions, especially with the unemployment rate as low as it is. They came to us and asked us if we could help them with some marketing and job matching with individuals that we have currently in our system.
Rather than a set number of applicants being sought or jobs to fill, Todd says it's more about finding qualified applicants.
If you look through the job orders that they have, a lot of the jobs require a high school diploma. It's more of a skilled force to carry these particular trades and skills that they have to have to do these particular positions.
Jobs at ST Engineering on average pay about $41,000 per year, and with expansion on the horizon, an even larger workforce will be needed.
Aircraft inspector, APG technician, a production controller, and a structures technician. And all those jobs are located on our Employ Florida website. They can go on and click directly onto the link and apply for them directly online.
Working to fill such high-tech jobs, says Todd, is not that big of a challenge for Workforce Escarosa.
Some of them require them to have like an A&P license. They have to have a minimum requirement. They do require quite a few specific things, but someone that's worked in those industries, you know, would be able to apply for these jobs.
If you decide to apply in person on Thursday, you must register at the site or register online beforehand. Todd says there will be representatives from ST Engineering on hand to walk applicants through the process. And she adds, be sure to put your best foot forward.
They would need to dress appropriately, bring their resume, and make sure that it is updated with all the current information, phone number. Then just be prepared to have an interview and talk to the ST Engineering employers.
After the interviews are done and the resumes collected, the ST reps will begin the second phase of the process, following up and picking out applicants for a second interview. Career Source Escarosa's Belinda Todd says at that point, they go into support mode.
We would assist them in any way we could with any kind of other employment needs that they may have, screening applicants, that kind of thing. There is a service that we offer for no charge.
More information is available at careersourceescarosa.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.